Good afternoon. You're with All Things Considered on WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. With us is meteorologist Phil Burt of CapeCodWeather.net. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Steve.
Phil, as our storm approaches, it's really been hitting different parts of our region differently. We've had snow since 9 a.m. in Falmouth, but rain in many, many other places, the Outer Cape and Nantucket. What's it been like today?
Yeah, just as you alluded to, just slight differences in temperature, just basically proximity to the Atlantic Ocean. Like you mentioned, Chatham. I saw some pictures from Chatham and just plain rain out there earlier on. But you step back from the water a little ways, Brewster to Harwich, it flips over to a sort of a messy mix of snow and rain. And then as you can kind of go further west down the Cape, temperatures drop a little bit closer to 32, just cold enough to mainly make it just a really wet snow right now down the Upper Cape. The Vineyard, same story, mainly snow out there right now. And Nantucket started out as a little bit of snow, went over to rain, and they're in the middle 30s out there right now.
And has the system stayed true to forecast so far?
This has actually been a really, really well-forecast storm, well-modeled storm. This came onto the computer charts about Monday or Tuesday of the week, beginning of the week, and the track has really, really held very close to what I expected and really what most of the computer models, you know, some variations here and there, but overall very close to what it looked like it was going to do as of 2 or 3 days ago.
So let's break it down a little bit and just take a look at the snow forecast right now. How's that going to break across the Cape and Islands?
Sure. I still think generally 1 to 2 feet across the Cape. We'll have this sort of ugly, nasty mix of rain and snow or just plain wet snow through the evening hours. And then it'll be sometime around, you know, I'm thinking between 8 and 10 o'clock around the Cape, maybe a little later on the Outer Cape, maybe a little bit earlier on the canal. It'll really just depend on exactly when the wind starts to back around to the north. We'll flip quickly over to snow, and it'll be from that point forward that the rest of the storm will really get going. I think a lot of people might kind of be looking out their window right now thinking, ah, this is no big deal, and it really is no big deal for the next couple hours. But once that flip comes, everything will change dramatically across the Cape, and we'll get in very intense snowfall rates through the night into tomorrow morning, maybe 2, 3, 4 inch an hour snows at time, especially probably right near dawn tomorrow morning, I think, is when this will peak at its worst. And I think generally, like I said, 1 to 2 feet from east to west, least out by Chatham, most up towards the canal.
So let's talk now about the winds, because of the several different factors in this storm system, they have the potential to cause the greatest damage. Tell us what we're looking at for winds.
The storm is going to really rapidly deepen. It already is. As it's pulling away from the mid-Atlantic right now, and as it makes its closest pass to Nantucket, it'll be a very, very strong low pressure. And on the north and northwest side of that low sits Cape Cod, and that's really where the storm's strongest winds will be. By about 5 or 6 o'clock this evening, going into 7, 8 o'clock, as we get towards dinner time, these east winds that we're seeing right now will really ramp up. Gusts will start to approach 50, 60 miles an hour. Right now they've been in the 30 to 40 range, but they'll jump noticeably over the next couple hours. And then really right through the rest of the night and through much of tomorrow, winds anywhere gusting between 50 and 75 miles per hour, perhaps as high as 80 miles per hour in places. And really it's that wind and combination of what will be a very heavy wet snow as it starts to accumulate on trees and stuff that I think is going to be the biggest problem for us here on the Cape. I'd be very surprised if there aren't numerous power outages, tree damage, potentially even minor structural damage, you know, things like shingles being ripped off of roofs, just as, you know, 12 hours of very, very strong winds.
And on top of the snow and the winds, then we turn around and we face a flooding, and this is something that we want to watch for mostly tomorrow morning. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow's late morning tide. The area that I think is really the greatest concern is the inside of Cape Cod Bay, especially from about the Dennis area west to the canal and then up into Plymouth, right along the bay there. The winds will have come around to the north by that point and will be, you know, gusting 50, 60 miles an hour. Very large seas offshore are going to pile the water in. We have a new moon tide, so tides are astronomically high as it is. So it's sort of, quote-unquote, the perfect storm of factors coming together with very large seas, storm surge 2, 3, maybe 4 feet, which would push water levels very high, just large battering waves. I don't think we'll rival the February 1978 storm in terms of flooding just because the duration of that storm was so long, and this one won't be quite so long, so we won't have the intense buildup of, of waves and water over so many tide cycles, but it'll be a very notable flooding event for those areas.
Meteorologist Phil Burt, you can find his forecast at capecodweather.net, and Phil will be checking in with you later.
Sounds great. Thanks.